Wilson with 33 seconds and counting. Winning on the stat list with that ball into the left as well. Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Pass. Wilson, quick throw. And it's
good.
Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepped in front of the throw.
No way.
And the Patriots have possession with 20 seconds to go in Super Bowl 49 with a 4-point lead over the Seahawks.
It's been a week-long celebration, and deservedly so. For the fourth time in franchise history, the Lombardi Trophy will reside here at One Patriot Place. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Four Super Bowl titles in 14 years. To quote the great Gil Santos, yes, it's a dynasty. Of that, there is no question. Patriot fans can rejoice in their team being involved in one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. So we begin our show with the pulsating sights and sounds from Super Bowl 49.
And welcome to University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Where the grandest stage in American sport is set for Super Bowl 49.
Great opportunity, man, to be standing here today. Go out and seize the moment.
All out, every single play. You know how we roll. T.E.'s on three. One, two, three, team.
Well, the time we put in is for right now. Let's go out here and dominate.
Fellas, I love y'all. This has been a grind, fellas. But this is why we all came here.
This is the last time this group of guys gonna be together. Let's make it count, fellas.
And Super Bowl 49 is underway. Tim Tom throws to the end zone left side. The ball's intercepted. Picked off by Lane. He runs it to the 5, to the near side 10. Lane is clipped down by a diving Julian Edelman, who lost his helmet in the process.
We're executing well. We're moving it down. Made a mistake, but we're moving on from it, okay?
Once you figure out the tempo and the little works, you got to knock right in the knee.
Wilson stands in, bounces out of feet. He pumps to his left. He now starts to roll to his left, chased by Salinga. Wilson maneuvers to the far side, and he is tackled in the open field by a diving Darrell Revis.
Nice
outstanding
job.
Play there by Darrell Revis.
You can't let him double back. Okay, I mean, look, the guy's quick. Make sure he just doesn't double back and extend play.
Quick throw underneath. Touchdown, ooh. Patriots. He finds LaFell on the set. And New England strikes first in Super Bowl 49.
Yeah, they're all 5 yards past the quarterback. Just stay inside out. That's a nice job.
Guys are doing great, man.
Make sure they know you're there every play.
Second down snap to Brady. Drop back. He lobs it to the right side for Gronkowski. Has a step. Has a touchdown. Patriots. New England is back in the lead.
And the spike as he goes to the sideline.
Hey! Hey! That's a deep score.
They haven't stopped us yet.
With a shotgun snap, but a throw to the left side. Leaping grab by Matthews. Brings it down. Touchdown, Seattle. Made the catch in front of Logan Ryan.
Wow. Gutsy, gutsy call by Pete Carroll.
And that will take us to halftime with a lot coming up.
Russell Wilson sets up in the end zone. Lost one. Wide open receiver. Falling for a touchdown for Seattle. Russell Wilson buying the time off the play fake.
There's no mystery here, fellas. It's trusting each other and everybody doing their job. All right, let's go. We got a lot of football left now. Let's start playing good.
Stay the course. Stay the course.
Shotgun snap. Wilson drops back. Wilson has time. He pops it. Now he goes down. The pocket collapses. And a sack for Rob Ninkovich.
That's what I'm talking about, Rob. That was team defense.
That's what it is the rest of the game.
One play at a time, like a Wednesday practice.
Shotgun snap to Tom. Play fake to punt. Shuffles left. Fires back to the end zone. Touchdown New England. Brady finding his receiver, Danny Amendola.
Let's win this game. Let's win this game. One more, two more series like that. That's how we gotta play.
We got a few more plays left in this
season. Danny. Just try no negative plays. You know, if you gotta get rid of him, you gotta get rid of him.
Tom short drop. Looks left. Throws for Edelman. Touchdown, Patriots. They're back in the lead in Super Bowl 49. Down the right side. He's got Kirsch, and the ball is knocked incomplete. Good play again by Malcolm Butler. But did Kirsch catch it? He caught it on the carom! Unreal! Seattle huddling up. Down four, but on the verge of the lead. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted by Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the one! Malcolm Butler stepped in front of the throw! And the Patriots have possession with 20 seconds to go.
Tremendous stuff. We'll have more post-game celebration a little later on in the show. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette Flexball, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here we are after the Super Bowl, and I get to sit down with the head coach, Coach Belichick. And Coach, Super Bowl champs has one heck of a ring to it.
Yeah, it sure does. This is a great show to be doing, so.
I know I talked to you earlier and you said you watched some of the TV copy of the Super Bowl. Obviously you haven't watched the actual game tape when you do, but when you do, is this going to be like the Baltimore one all over again where, hey man, it was a rock fight, heavyweight type fight. You guys come out on top.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny. We, one of the things we talked about going into the playoffs was how, a game or in this case, an entire season could come down to 1 yard, you know, the ability to make it or the ability to defend it. And, that's literally what it came down to. With 20 seconds to go in the game, we're talking about 1 yard deciding a championship. So it was a great team win, and as close as it gets.
You make decisions as to who's here on this team, who's not. When you look at the way single players respond under adverse conditions, I think that's when you find out, you know, which guys really step up. But being down twice, 14 points to Baltimore, divisional round, how much did that help you guys going into that fourth quarter in the Super Bowl?
Well, it probably gave us a lot of confidence. You know, Baltimore is a good football team, very similar to Seattle, tough, hard-nosed team that can run the ball, that can play good physical defense. That's kind of the team that we are. So, you know, it was a tremendous challenge. But, you know, our guys stepped up and made key plays at critical times. And so that's what you got to do to win in this league.
Not only are you the head coach here, but you're also human. Kirst makes that catch. And I know your job is to get your team ready for that next play. But when you're settling in, I mean, everything's going through your head. Are you thinking, it can't be again, not all over again like this?
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of that. Yeah. But it's, you know, I was asked after the game if I ever seen anything like that. And it's, two of them.
Two other times, right? I talked to you earlier in the year about Malcolm Butler and, you know, just instincts and his fight and his ability to take coaching. And it's one thing for an undrafted free agent type guy to make the team out of camp, but to have the trust you did in him and put him in that spot in the Super Bowl speaks volumes as to what you think of him as a player.
Well, Malcolm's competed as hard as anybody all year, hard to make the team and hard to get to the 53-man roster. There were times when he was on it, times when he was off it, competed for playing time and competed all the way, you know, to the final practice in Arizona. And, You know, he had a couple interceptions in practice. I remember walking off the field with Coach Patricia and Coach Boyer, and we were all kind of looking at each other and talking and saying, you know, this guy's probably going to make a big play in this game because that's the way he's practiced. And it certainly turned out that way. So, you know, Malcolm's an instinctive player, and he's got explosive quickness. And the way he closed on that under route and made the play was, you know, was impressive.
All right, I know season's over. You're looking forward to next year. One of the problems, and it's a good problem, you win the Super Bowl. You're a little behind the eight ball. You're kind of scrambling trying to catch up because there's about 30 other teams that have been at it for 3 weeks getting ready. Fair to say?
Absolutely. We really are. The Indianapolis Combine's in 2 weeks, and, of course, we haven't really, as a coaching staff, put much time into the draft process trying to, you know, get ready for playoff games. And, you know, this 2015 season has started. We're behind, but it's a great place to be.
And I know it's a grind. Being stamped world champs, does that help push that grind? That, let's go, guys. Hey, let's get back to this thing.
It will. We're going to have to – the treadmill's moving. We're going to jump on it. We're just going to start running.
Get those hamsters ready. Coach, congratulations, world champs,
you, man.
It's been a pleasure all year long.
Thanks, though. Appreciate
right.
it.
There you go. There's your head coach, your world champion Patriots. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Not exactly parade weather the first week in February, but Patriots fans showed why they are among the best in the league. They braved the elements and the snowdrifts to come out strong, lining the streets of Boston. It was a day that everybody in the organization will never forget.
As you can see, the city of Boston, absolutely unbelievable. It is alive out here today. The Lombardi Trophy is on Brady's butt. How did that
That's
happen?
Where it went. Hey, Brady took the trophy. Revis, we need you to get the trophy. It's on Brady's bus.
Where's Brady's bus?
Brady's bus, bro. I don't know. We need it on this island. It's because we don't got Malcolm on our bus. We blew it. I should have put that request in. Right. Tom don't even care about a trophy. He's like, I got 40s.
I want to thank the fans for supporting all year long. They've been with us since day one, and that's why they're here now. It's probably a million people here, and we're enjoying it. We all are.
I think it is now, like being at this parade, this is cool. There's so many people out there. Thank you, fans!
Well, that's a wrap from the parade, from the DB's boat, and guys, I think you did it best. What do you think?
I think so. This is the turn up, but I mean, we're still jamming.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is the guy who sealed the deal in Super Bowl 49 for the Patriots, Malcolm Butler. And let me start by asking you this. You know, you didn't play a snap in the first quarter, in the first half for that matter. What does it say to you that they trusted you enough to be put in that game in that situation?
I had a good week of practice. Mm-hmm. Picked a couple balls out this week at practice. And, you know, I just prepare well every week and you know, I was anxious to get in the game, and I just wanted to go out there and prove myself and show that they can trust me.
Oh, they can trust you, all right. Did you actually go through that play during practice, the week of practice?
Yes, sir. I got beat on it. I bagged back too much at practice. I gave ground, and I just didn't put my foot in the ground and plant. So when it came up in the game, I just put my foot in the ground and just broke on the ball.
Unbelievable. So now I want you to take me through that play. Take me through the play.
They call goal line three corner, and I'm like three corner. So the formation, the stack receiver just came back to my memory, and I knew what was coming. And Browner jammed the top receiver up pretty well to let me get around, and I just had confidence and believed in myself and gambled and broke on the ball and was focused on the ball and you can't do nothing without the ball.
No, you can't, but you did your job is basically what it comes down to, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said you knew it was coming? You actually knew that was the play that was going to be run?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Do you realize the magnitude
of that one play and what it's done for the history of this franchise and what it's done for the city of Boston, or all of New England for that matter?
Yes, I seen it at the parade. I really seen it.
Malcolm, congratulations.
Thank you.
It has been one heck of a season, but you got it done. You did your job.
Yes, sir.
Malcolm Butler, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots.
Well, welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. I'm really going to miss you guys.
Great picks.
You know what? You guys both picked Patriots to win to begin with. But let's talk about the game itself, because this was a heavyweight bout, and it didn't disappoint.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was the two best teams. I thought we felt like that going into the game. I thought they played like the two best teams. And frankly, Steve, I didn't think there was a lot of really good football played in the NFL this year. That was not the case on Super Bowl Sunday. I thought both teams played at a very high level. Just two heavyweights going toe-to-toe.
When the Patriots scored to pull within three in the fourth quarter, I just stopped for a moment and I said, you know what, this is what it's all about. No matter who wins, two great teams with tremendous will, determination, not willing to sort of give it up physically right, or mentally. And then a Hollywood screenwriter could not have been able to write that script with a catch on the back and almost like, oh, David Tyree all over again. The emotions, the swings, sensational.
The legacy of Brady and Belichick together. The greatest combo of all time. You got to say that, right?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that, you know, just the result. So the difference between, as Mike says, the play that Malcolm Butler makes allows them to be able to be put in that stratosphere. And if they don't make that play, you know, 4-2 as opposed to 3-3 makes
big
all
difference.
The difference in the world.
Sure.
And there is
sure
nothing, I don't think, that any naysayer can say at this point.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the whole legacy talk, to be honest with you, Steve, especially while it's going on. I mean, I look at it this way. Brady became, you know, I think it was the 10-year gap for a starting quarterback to win Super Bowls.
27-37, right?
Roger Staubach was 6 years when he did his. That was the previous longest. So that's one thing. Belichick, to me, to have the Patriots in the mix for, you know, the last 14 years, for the most part, to me, that's what it's all about. It's the consistent excellence, legacy. That'll all be determined down the line.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because much has been made about the call by Seattle at the goal line. So I'll pose it this way. Did the Patriots win the game, or did Seattle lose the game, or was it a combination of both?
I hate being the guy who cops out and says both, but it was a combination of both. I think it was an absolutely horrific decision to throw the football, and I think we don't have enough time to go through all the different things that they could have done. But at the same time, that does not say the Patriots didn't win the game. The Patriots most certainly won the game because it took an incredible play to stop that pass.
How come
just
I feel
an absolutely remarkable play. The Patriots won the game
but
with
how,
that play.
How come I feel there's a button in
well,
that?
Because I do think that Carroll made a horrific decision. Yeah. I can't get around that.
Both sides, the way they managed the end of the game, you could look at and ask the question, wow, why didn't the Patriots call a timeout, you know, after the first Marshawn Lynch run? That worked out for them. Why did Pete Carroll, you know, not decide to run the ball? To me, that probably is where I'd start. And that's to take nothing away from Malcolm Butler and Brandon Browner for a great play coupled with that on that last play.
All right, guys, and we save our best for last as well.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much. That would do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. We're going to leave you with the sights and sounds of the Patriots celebration after the Super Bowl 49 win.
And the New England Patriots are on to a celebration. Super Bowl champion 49. A fourth Lombardi trophy is headed to one Patriot place.
Best birthday gift I've ever had right here.
And it came down to the 1 yard line. You know, I didn't envision it coming down to that, but I just didn't see us losing at all.
Just do your job. And stuff literally falls in your lap.
Right there, baby. That's where I stand right now.
Both of my brothers are world champions, and then I wasn't. So today was just a tremendous day. Words can't describe.
I'm so proud of these guys.
I don't know if I'm still in shock. It's obviously a dream come true.
yo, that's the Lombardi Trophy. That's ours. We're taking that home.
I finally have one to call my own. I've been looking at my grandfather's since forever. And I always told him I was going to get one.
Bro, we just won the Super Bowl.
I don't think it's sunk in all the way yet.
I'm not sleeping. I think anybody on the team who sleeps tonight should get fined.
I love you. I got you a trophy. Give me a kiss.
I wasn't even in the game plan, and my DB coach told me I practiced hard and I probably earned myself some playing time. I always knew I could play in this league, and I'm here now, and I made one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history.